When most people hear Jamaican music, they think about reggae and Bob Marley. However, reggae is only a modern version of old Jamaican folk music. Jamaican music has a wide range of different styles and themes. One main style is mento. Let me introduce you to Bob. Bob's last name isn't Marley, his name is just Bob. Bob is an immigrant from Africa. He was forced to become a slave and he's now working for a white family. He didn't speak English, so he quickly had to learn it, but he had to work hard to neutralize his accent. What Bob didn't know is that with his accent he was speaking Jamaican patois, which is the language that is now spoken in Jamaica. The family Bob worked for was a very big fan of waltzes and quadrilles, so Bob had to learn Western instruments to play these songs for his masters. Because he was able to play, he would receive better treatment. Sometimes Bob would meet with his friend Bunny when his master wasn't around. They would drum on boxes together and make music together. They took metal flappers and stuck them in front of a hole in one of the boxes and started banging on the metal flappers, creating a deep bass sound. Each metal flapper would create this bass sound in a different pitch, some higher and some lower. Nowadays, you would compare this type of instrument to a form of piano. This box is now commonly used in many different street bands. It is called a rumba box. Bob and Bunny played together every second afternoon. That was the time in which their masters would go on waltz parties. After a while, just banging around on metal flappers got really boring for Bob and Bunny, so they decided to come up with a new drumming pattern. Instead of Western music rhythms, that was 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, where the emphasis would be on 1 and 3, they dropped out the first and put the emphasis on the third beat only. So it goes a little bit like this. 3-4-1-2-3-4-1-2-3-4. They decided to call their invention One Drop Rhythm, which is the rhythm now used in reggae. They also decided to use a technique they learned in Africa called call and response. Switching to nowadays, call and response is used in many types of music, for example in blues. This is a song by Miles Davis called So What. You hear the bass line, and after the bass line plays, the other instruments answer to the bass line. The German hard rock band Rammstein also used this call and response, however in a more obvious form. In the song that translates to I want, the singer screams out, "Can you hear me?" and the audience replies with yes. And that pattern repeats itself throughout the song. This more obvious form of call and response was also the type that Bob and Bunny used. However, a little calmer than Rammstein did. After a while, a few other people decided to join Bob and Bunny's band. A guy named Junior started playing guitar, which he had received from his family as a present. You had Carlton, who was in charge of the rumba box. Ashton was the guard shaker, and sometimes Peter would show up to play trumpet, but only on lucky days. His masters were very strict, and since he was the only one that was able to play trumpet, he had to play for many different occasions. Bob and Bunny started writing lyrics for their band. The lyrics were mainly focusing on how pretty Jamaica is and how they wanted to be free. Bob and Bunny's band played whenever they could, and soon many other slaves would come and listen to their music. They loved their music and everything about it. After Bob and Bunny died, many more started playing in bands similar to theirs. What Bob and Bunny didn't know is that their music slowly transformed into a style of music called reggae. Reggae became very, very popular all over the world. They played it in bars and clubs, and it gained popularity in every corner of the world. Sadly, because reggae became so popular, reggae was now the music associated with Jamaica, and nobody knew it came from Mento. However, Mento bands can still be found in Jamaica, playing for tourists on the streets and in restaurants.
Stay home and nurse your baby. Brown skin gals, stay home and nurse your baby.
I hope you enjoyed this little podcast on the history of Jamaican music, and please remember that Bob and Bunny's band didn't exist, and that Bob and Bunny are only fictional characters. However, everything told about the history and the rhythm and everything associated with the actual music style is true.